It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Attorney General Merrick Garland on Monday stepped up to address one of the many injustices recently enacted by states, in this case, Texas. He said that the Justice Department is considering all options to fight Texas's new law banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy and will protect abortion clinics that are, quote, under attack. As you know, the Supreme Court refused to block the law, the most restrictive in the country, from taking effect last week. President Biden sharply criticized the decision, and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said lawmakers would take up a bill explicitly protecting a woman's right to an abortion. The Texas law is the most direct challenge yet to abortion rights guaranteed by Roe v. Wade, which established the right to an abortion without excessive government restrictions. In the next term, which begins in a month, the justices are scheduled to hear a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade in a case out of Mississippi. Stay tuned. COVID-19 cases are still rising in much of the nation, in much of the world, actually. Johns Hopkins University data shows the 7-day average of new cases in the U.S. on Monday was more than 300% higher than Labor Day of last year. That means overcrowded hospitals and a continued rise in infections among children, which is of particular concern as kids return to school. And then there's the Labor Day holiday. Many experts fear that this weekend could make matters worse. The TV was filled with shots of college football stadiums and other typical Labor Day activities that surely looked like super spreader events. Meanwhile, a potential outbreak of COVID-19 in Singapore is undermining that city's plan to try to just live with the virus. The number of new cases in Singapore doubled in the last week, according to that country's Ministry of Health, rising to more than 1,200 cases for the week that ended on Sunday. So last week, we told you of this odd story about a judge ordering a hospital to give a COVID patient ivermectin. That's that drug commonly used to deworm livestock that has not been proven effective against the coronavirus. Well, thankfully, another Ohio judge on Monday reversed the first judge's ruling. In this case, an Ohio man, Jeffrey Smith, was on a ventilator with COVID-19. His wife, Julie, sued Westchester Hospital after the hospital declined to give him ivermectin, even though Smith had found a doctor who'd prescribe it. Well, Judge Michael Oster said he was sympathetic, but, quote, does not support allowing a physician to try any type of treatment on human beings. So that's Ohio. Incarcerated prisoners in an Arkansas jail said the facility's physician prescribed them ivermectin to treat COVID-19 and that they weren't aware they were taking the livestock dewormer. Washington County Jail physician Dr. Rob Karras acknowledged in an interview that he had prescribed the drug, typically used to deworm horses, but he said the incarcerated people were, quote, not forced to take it. Okay. This Saturday marks the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on our nation. Pre-trial hearings in the case of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who's been accused of being the ringleader behind the 9/11 attacks, and four other detainees at Gitmo, resume this week. The last in-person hearing in the case was February 2020. These five men are accused of plotting and executing the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. If convicted, all five could receive the death penalty. Charges against them, announced by the U.S. government in 2012, include terrorism, hijacking aircraft, conspiracy, murder in violation of the law of war, attacking civilian objects, intentionally causing serious bodily injury, and destruction of property in violation of the law of war. The law of war? How about we outlaw war? Just saying. President Biden on Monday approved major disaster declarations for six counties in New Jersey and five in New York, paving the way to quickly get federal aid to areas devastated by flooding from the remnants of Hurricane Ida. The death toll from flooding caused by the storm's record rainfall last Wednesday has risen to at least 50 people. Many of them were trapped in flooded cars or basement apartments. The White House said President Biden would visit New York and New Jersey on Tuesday to survey the damage. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy toured flood-damaged Lambertville on Labor Day and said that Biden's disaster declaration would help flood victims get grants for temporary housing and home repairs and low-cost loans to cover uninsured property losses. In New York, city officials are going door-to-door to ensure that people get the federal relief benefits they need after Hurricane Ida's remnants caused deadly flooding. The announcement from Mayor Bill de Blasio came after President Biden approved a major disaster declaration for the area. Senator Chuck Schumer said it's the fastest he's ever seen a major disaster area declared. Additionally, Louisiana's lieutenant governor is promising changes after 7 nursing home residents died after being evacuated before Ida to a warehouse with hundreds of other people. They set up cots on the floor, which later flooded with no protection for those evacuated there. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe is sounding an alarm over the next scheduled, quote, rally at the Capitol by the Stop the Steal folks. Quote, they should take it more seriously than they took the same sort of intelligence that they likely saw on January 5th. In fact, we know that law enforcement officials in Washington are bracing themselves for possible unrest again at the so-called Justice for J6 rally. It's planned for September 18th, and it aims to support the insurrectionists charged for their actions on January 6th. Homeland Security Intelligence Chief John Cohen previously told CNN that recent online extremist rhetoric is strikingly similar to the buildup to the January 6th attack, with increasing calls for violence linked to conspiracy theories and false narratives. It's still unclear how many protesters plan to attend the rally, which thankfully falls on a Saturday when the House will be in recess. So far, fewer lawmakers or staff will be around. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.